The Truth News Network. We don't tell you what to think, but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan Newman.
And I trust you had a wonderful weekend. I know that you're going to have a great week this week, starting today, Monday. And let's get right to it. Over the weekend, we saw some of this evidenced what we're going to speak about today. Liberalism versus populism. So what's the difference? As we ramp up for the 2020 election, it's important for Americans to know the difference between the two. Why? Because in every 2020 election involving U.S. senators, House representatives, and the presidency, Americans' choice will be to elect either a liberal or a populist. Let's look at the differences. First of all, let's look at populism. It's been widespread since the 2016 election, the word populist and populism. Defined by Webster, populism is a political philosophy supporting the rights and power of the people in their struggle against the privileged elite. That definition pretty much tells the whole story. Before 2016, most often U.S. presidential candidates came from either the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. The Democrat Party has espoused itself for many, many years, actually for a couple of hundred years, their policies that were somewhat skewed toward the empowerment of the federal government regarding the management of daily operations in the nation, which directly impacted the lives of Americans. The Republican Party policies lean toward giving more power in Americans regarding everyday issues to the people. So, what about liberalism? Defined by Webster, liberalism is a political orientation that favors social progress by reform and by changing laws rather than by revolution. It's interesting to me that when you Google the word liberalism and read the many definitions that come up in some references, it's sometimes defined as being a bottom-up political process in which the people control the government, of being a political process that espouses individualism with limited government that encourages citizens to reject oppressive government. But in practice, in today's United States, the exact opposite is what constitutes the way liberals in American government operate, primarily Democrats, who, on the most part, feel anything but that. Democrats understand that Americans understand what liberalism really is, and Americans reject it on the most part. Democrats, because of their being outed for their socialist-leaning liberal leftist concepts, and that Americans are onto that philosophy, have stopped calling themselves liberals and their philosophies liberalism. They adopted the terms progressives and progressivism instead. But folks, it's just the same song. But we're on verse 2 now. The two are actually interchangeable. And we are living the change. Democrat leadership thought their moniker change would be lost on most Americans. That could not be more untrue. Americans for decades have looked at Democrats as being the party of big government, social policies, less citizen control of politics in Washington, and more dependency by citizens on D.C., and less reliance on state and local governments, and of course, on Americans themselves. In other words, we know what's best for you, they say. Just keep electing us, and we'll keep doing for you what we know you need. The reality of who the Democrat Party and progressives are in our faces every day is this. Americans, beginning with the Bush 43 first term, started paying close attention to government matters and which party or parties had assumed hold over political processes and which were and aren't today stealing as much power from the people as they can without Americans even understanding they're doing that. And then throw this one in the mix. The Trump factor. Enter Donald Trump. Mr. Trump is two things if there are only two things that he could be: conservative and populist. It has been amazing as American voters have watched and listened as elites in politics in the U.S. have labeled Mr. Trump again and again with titles that are demeaning, and they all play into the narrative that those Democrats and liberals have created to describe their political philosophies. To Democrats and liberals, if you'd prefer, President Trump is, among other things, a despot, a dictator, a demagogue, an authoritarian, and a fascist who is not of the people, but says without true meaning what he thinks U.S. citizens want to hear. The leftists think their philosophy is the only one that is realistic and attractive for the U.S. They now fight no longer to be called liberals. They want that gone. They want to be considered progressives. Progressivism is nothing like their political structure and ideology. Progressive means moving forward with ideas that are positive and encouraging to individuals, primarily individuals, for the betterment of others, of groups. Progressivism, as Democrats are using it today, is actually regressive. They espouse more control by government, less individualism among the populace, and much larger government with a top-down operating system. It's humorous that in numerous foreign countries today, Mr. Trump's populist ideas have sprung up. They're being adopted by those who are already serving in government and those that are running as candidates for office in those primarily European countries. It's unbelievable that some of those candidates are even calling themselves populist as they campaign while comparing their policies, their ideas, their government operation ideas that are very similar, if not identical, to those of Donald Trump. For a moment, we need to consider the real differences between today's Democrat Party, whether you title them Democrats, liberals, socialists, or progressives, and today's Donald Trump GOP as populism and populist. What better way than to have a well-known, self-proclaimed liberal, longtime member of the United Kingdom media to make the comparison between populism and liberalism for us. Here's Piers Morgan.
Populism is rising because liberals have become unbearable. And I speak as a liberal, okay? In my core, I'm probably more liberal than not. Although fundamentally, I see myself as a journalist and I'd like to see both sides of all these things. And I can argue both. But liberals have become utterly, pathetically illiberal. And it's a massive problem. What's the point of calling yourself a liberal if you don't allow anyone else to have a different view? You know, this snowflake culture that we now operate in, the victimhood culture, the, you know, everyone has to think a certain way, behave a certain way. Everyone has to, you know, have a bleeding heart and tell you 20 things that are wrong with them. And, you know, I just think it's all completely skewed to an environment where everyone's offended by everything. And no one's allowed to say a joke. If you said a joke 10 years ago that offended somebody, you can never host the Oscars, you know? So now there's no host for anything. The Emmys now just said they're not going to have a host either. So hosts have gone. And soon every award winner will go because everyone's a human and they're all flawed. So no one can win awards anymore because there will be no platform before they even get on the podium. So then no hosts, no stars. Then no one can make any movies because we're all flawed. So no actors, right? So suddenly, where are we? The liberals get what they want, which is a humorless void where nothing happens. Where no one dare do anything or laugh about anything or behave in any way that doesn't suit their rigid way of leading a life. No thanks. So what's happening around the world? Populism is rising because people are fed up with the PC culture. They're fed up with snowflakery. They're fed up with everyone being offended by everything. And they're gravitating to forceful personalities who go, this is all nonsense. Which, by the way, it is in most cases. So why are we surprised? I'm not surprised. It doesn't mean to say that I agree with a lot of it, but it means I can understand it. And I understand why the liberals, my side, if you like, are getting it so horribly wrong. They just want to tell people not just how to lead their lives, but if you don't lead it the way I tell you to. You know, it's a kind of version of fascism. If you don't lead the life the way I'm telling you to, then I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to scream abuse at you. I'm going to get you fired from your job. I'm going to get you hounded by your family and friends.
Folks, that's Piers Morgan. He is a UK specialist, a media guy, a show host, and is extremely liberal by American ideals, by the way that the Democrats and the liberals and the progressives in America say that you should be. and you heard him identify exactly what's going on. When you create a narrative, when you create labels, and you force everybody in a society to live within your ideals, your ideas, and abide by the way you think everybody should think, you create hatred. You create animus. Instead of being part of something, you want to have the only thing that's worth anything, and you control everything and everybody that is put in that basket with you, like Hillary did, the basket of deplorables. Hey, when we come back in just a moment, we've got some important things to add here that are going to make you think this week. And we'll be together all week long, so there's a lot for you to think about between these get-togethers that we have. Stick tight. We'll be right back at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
We don't tell you what to think, but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
We may not be able to lower the cost of gas, but we can do something about how many miles you will drive per gallon. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and let us help you increase the performance of your car or truck. Simple things like replacing your air filter, changing worn-out spark plugs, and using fuel injector cleaner can add up to better fuel economy and big savings. There's an O'Reilly Auto Parts store close to you that has the name brands, low prices, and people who can help.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two and get one free. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner quickly cleans clogged injectors to increase fuel efficiency and help your vehicle run smooth. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly, oh, 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 O'Reilly, Auto Parts.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
In a world of fake news, the truth will out.
TruthNewsNet.org.
Dan Newman.
Hey guys, before we get back to our summary today, let's dial back to our last chapter from last week. You remember Doral Gate when we talked about how humorous it was to us regarding President Trump picking his very own Doral in Miami as the site for the next G7? The Democrats went crazy. They ramped up their impeachment conversation because that's a definite violation of the Emoluments Clause in the Constitution. As I gave you information, documentation, and references, it absolutely was not. But you remember my saying, wouldn't it be something if Donald Trump was walking around with a sharp-pointed stick, as he does sometimes, and he was just digging against his opponents and poking them to see what they would do, and that he wasn't even serious about holding the G7 summit there? It turned out exactly what I said. On Saturday, he said, nah, we're not going to do it at Trump Doral. I don't want to have any of this noise going on unnecessarily. It's not worth the trouble. President Trump is from a little different ilk than politics and politicians have ever seen. And you know what? That plays into the hands of everyday Americans. In a world in which labels are arbitrarily created and passed around by members of the American political class ad nauseum, Donald Trump has them stymied. They have tried and tried and tried all the labels with which they can demean him. None stick, and that drives them crazy. Trump's public success is an enigma. Think about it. In modern history, in your lifetime, in mine, I'm 66, there is not a point of reference to which any political historian can point and say, here's what Donald Trump is duplicating with the way that he governs, with the way he is operating the presidency. Control is the elitist political weapon of choice. We've seen them utilize that tool of dominance both when in control of both houses of Congress and the White House, and even when the GOP are in the driver's seats. They have an uncanny sense of how to manipulate circumstances to fit perfectly within their talking points, their doctrine per se, their way of thinking about politics. And many current Trump supporters are aghast when seeing even Republican leadership allow these things to happen on their watch. A conservative rebellion began in the U.S. in Middle America. Middle American voters started the tide of Trump populism in the run-up to the 2016 campaign. That message spread from coast to coast in the first 3 years of the Trump presidency. It is fueled by the positive results of Trump policies, and it should be. The way people think about a White House and who inhabits a White House should not be because of their hair color, their wife, how they talk. It's supposed to be about what they do and the success or failure of what they do. Further pushing the cause is how Trump is the first president in these Americans' lives who has stood in the face of political assault one after another, never wavering, never giving in, and never compromising on the four corners of the foundation that he laid in 2016 during his campaign. We'll leave today's story with the words you just saw and heard from one of the UK's foremost objective yet liberal voices in politics, Piers Morgan. Morgan labeled the current wave of populism ushered in by Mr. Trump, and every day it looks more and more likely that America's first 21st century populist president will get a few more years to implement his campaign promises that Congress has not allowed him to implement in legislation that they have just simply said no. Stay tuned. We're going to keep track of his progress in doing so at Truth News Network. And along the way, we're going to have a chuckle or two together. We're going to point some things out here that you're definitely not going to see or hear pointed out on other networks. That's what we do. We bring you the truth. After all, this is the Truth News Network. We'll get together tomorrow. Until then, don't you get too far. We're on the pulse of it all for you at TNN, the Truth News Network. So long, everybody.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.